It's a sign of spring and warm weather. Birds returning to eastern North Carolina after spending the winter down south. But for one species, making the journey back home has become perilous. The dovekey, a small Arctic bird resembling a penguin, only stands an average 8 inches tall, but it makes a 1,000-mile journey every spring. Recently, more than a dozen dovekeys have been found washed up on the North Carolina coast, starving and injured. The Possumwood Acres Wildlife Sanctuary in Hubert has been on the front lines in trying to rehabilitate the emaciated birds. Over the past decade, Executive Director Tony O'Neill remembers only one dovekey coming in. This year, they've treated more than 15.
They're pelagic birds, meaning they're birds that are going to be found way out at sea. They're way out on the other side of the Gulf Stream. You're never going to really see them on the shore, and we certainly should not be seeing them coming in anywhere on the coast of North Carolina right now.
When a group of stranded, starving birds appear, it's known as a wreck. According to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, the largest record wreck in North America occurred in the winter of 1932 when dovekeys rained down on the streets of New York City and large numbers washed up along the entire eastern seaboard from Nova Scotia to Florida. While nothing of this magnitude has happened since, O'Neill says the sanctuary is seeing an unusual number of dovekeys up and down the North Carolina coast.
There have also been some reports of, right off the surf line, people were watching a small little raft of them of about maybe 15 to 20 all just kind of swimming around. Very, very unusual being in a place where they shouldn't be.
And it's not just North Carolina. Wildlife shelters in Virginia have treated a half dozen dovekeys in the past month. No one really knows why the birds are turning up here, but O'Neill suggests recent storms may have blown them off course. It's also possible the dovekeys were in search of food.
They come in, we give them fluid therapy. We tube them with the IV fluid, just like you do in the hospital, with a lactated ringer solution, what they call an electrolyte solution, and we just give them some of that to kind of perk their system back up. And then when they seem to be a little stronger, then we'll offer them small slivers of fish.
Another issue scientists and wildlife advocates are scratching their heads over is why the dovekeys are suddenly dying after receiving treatment. Of the 15 birds that O'Neill has received, none have survived.
When they come in, they're up on their little feet, and they're kind of hopping all around, and they're making little squawky noises, and they're bright-eyed and perky-looking, and they're snapping at you, and you're like, oh, well, you should be fine in a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, they fall over and die. Boom, just like that.
Dovekeys are highly stressed birds, and the fact that they are out of their natural habitat can overwhelm them and cause them to die suddenly.
I was checking to see with other rehabilitators to see, was I doing something wrong? Is there something I could do better? Is there a different treatment I should try? Checked all the way from Wilmington down to Oak Island and then all the way up into Ocracoke. Everybody is having the same problems. None of them are making it.
O'Neill says the dovekeys brought to the sanctuary have black excrement, which is unusual. Scientists are investigating the possibility that the birds ingested something toxic, such as algae from red tide. Dr. Craig Harms is the associate professor with the College of Veterinary Medicine at North Carolina State University, based at the Center for Marine Sciences and Technology in Morehead City. Dr. Harms says four dovekeys were sent to them for testing.
Main thing was there's no outstanding gross lesions, but every one of them was really thin, which is not too unusual for some of the seabirds that we see down here out of range.
After performing the autopsy, tissue samples were sent to the Southeast Cooperative Wildlife Research Group at the University of Georgia for further analysis. They also submitted samples to the Toxicology and Pathology Lab, looking specifically for naturally occurring toxins.
That's not something that's going to be run or available for a while. Yeah, red tide, the brevetoxin, or domoic acid, which is caused by another marine organism, both do occur occasionally off of our coast. Fortunately, not quite as often as they do further south, but it's something that we need to look out for.
If you happen upon a dovekey that's injured or in need of care, Possumwood Acres' Tony O'Neill says it's important that the bird be treated right away.
We tell them to go get a little small towel and just pick them up with the towel and then put them with the towel into a box so that they can sit on the towel and then just close the box so it'll look kind of like dark and quiet for them. That will help reduce stress. And then just to get on the phone and call us, and then we'll give them directions and they can go ahead and bring it here.
The phone number is 910-326-6432. For information on wildlife rehabilitation at the nonprofit Possumwood Acres in Hubert, visit our website, publicradioeast.org.